Hello, everyone. Hello, friends, partners, brothers, and sisters in Christ. It's Pastor Adam, and welcome to another Leadership Lessons. I'm excited to bring this podcast to you today because I believe it's going to help you, regardless of whether you're new to leadership, whether you're been a leader for a while, or perhaps you are newly responsible for raising up other leaders and cultivating leadership and developing them. I believe today's podcast is going to help you. We may end up having to put this into a two-part podcast for you if it gets a little too long. So just as a heads up, this may be part one of two parts. But I want to just begin to dive right in. And I want to first say that this podcast today is not going to be specific just to church leaders. I really believe, and what I've seen God been doing in my life and doors that God is beginning to open for me, is teaching leadership principles to businesses, companies, Fortune 500 companies, and whatnot, that the Word of God provides such insight and teaching about leadership that applies in all areas of our life. And so this is not teaching on leadership only for the church, but for those of you who are in the church or pastors or leaders of some kind in the church, it will absolutely benefit and help you. And I want to begin. So it's really about sharing with you the essentials today for becoming a leader. You know, how to cultivate, how to develop the leadership power in you and in others. So I want to first begin by saying, and those of you who have followed me for a length of time and heard me teach at workshops or at conferences, you've heard me say that everyone was born to lead, but you must become a leader. Hear what I said. Everyone was born to lead, but you must become a leader. What do I mean? For example, every seed was created to become a tree, but it must become the tree. You see, the seed itself is not the tree. The seed is a seed. It has to go through a process to become that tree. And so in order for the tree to come out of the seed, the tree must submit to the process. All right, there is a process that is involved. And I want to encourage you today. I find so many people that they're not willing to submit to the process that's ahead of them. There is a process to becoming a leader. It doesn't mean that you won't step into a position that you maybe aren't quite ready for. I've learned that there are some people that they learn better, they do better, they're more successful if they're learning as they go. So many times we get hung up, and we're hung up not fulfilling our destiny because we're wanting to possess everything that's needed before moving into that level of leadership. But I want to encourage you today that inside of you is a leader that God created. But you must submit to that process. You need to get comfortable with the process and know that there is a process, and the process is going to grow you, it's going to help you, it's going to enable you, because you were born a leader, all right? But you are made into one through a process. All right. So, yes, you were born to be a leader, but you're going to be made into that leader as you go through this process. Just because you attend, let's say you attend this church and I give you a title, that does not make you a leader. The process in which you go through is going to make you a leader. It is, for example, I think back years ago, it's hard to believe that I've been in ministry now over 20 years. And here I am approaching my 40th birthday, and I really stepped into leadership really in my teenage years. Various roles, you know, I from the moment I got my driver's license, I was, you know, even before then, I was teaching children's ministry. I was leading worship at the age of 8 years old. So I have a lot of years of being in leadership. And then I, you know, at the age of 14, 15, I was over the entire worship team at our church, and leading the entire praise team and scheduling and setting up requirements and qualifications for them. And then I was managing the sound booth, and you name it, I was doing it. I was leading dramas and the whole drama program. I had led the children's ministry for a while. Then I moved to the youth ministry. I even helped with the transportation ministry for a while. I really worked my way through, but then not just that, I helped in any area that was needed. If the church needed cleaned, I cleaned it. If I was feeling that the church needed prayer, I would go and pray, and filled in on midweek services for the pastor, and on Sundays and Sunday nights. And before you know it, I was just behind the pulpit, and God was calling. And then one Sunday, without me even knowing it was going to happen, the pastor and leadership appointed me as the associate pastor of the church and just surprised me. I mean, they didn't even ask. They just said, hey, this is what we're doing. And God really set me into a position, and I was 18 years old. And it was at that point that I realized, and I remember that day they said, it's not about the title that we're giving you. It was about the servant's heart that they saw. Because a real leader is a servant. What we do as leaders, whether we're a CEO of a company, a pastor, a worship leader, a teacher, it's about service. It's about serving other people. And so that title doesn't make you a leader. The process in which you go through, and I went through a process. I'm not boasting. I'm telling you that I went through a process, and I learned the ins and outs of every area of that ministry while serving. You see, while serving, I learned how to flow with the pastor as a worship leader. And while serving, I learned what it took to clean that church. And while serving, I learned what it took and the excellence that was required for the transportation ministry and the youth ministry. And I saw the pros and the cons and areas where there needed to be help and areas where there were holes in our ministry. And I gained the respect of the congregation. People trusted me, and they looked up to me, and they began seeing me as a leader long before I ever saw myself as a leader. When people in the congregation were coming to me for counsel and wisdom, and I was a teenager, because they saw me teaching their children, they saw their kids getting on a fire for God, because they saw me serving and assisting, counting the offering if someone needed help, or serving as an usher, or whatever it took, they saw the heart of a servant. And I want to encourage you today, before I go any further, that you make sure, check yourself, if you are more inclined to have a title than to be a servant, you're not ready for leadership, because that title does not make you a leader. Now, let me move on. And I want to share with you a couple points that I'm simply calling my leadership philosophy, all right? And that is, number one, trapped in every follower is a hidden leader. Trapped in every follower is a hidden leader. I really believe that that's true. God has been speaking to me about our leadership here at the church. I'm very transparent as far as what our church has been through, or I try to be, without divulging people and their names and who did what, that our church has been through a lot. We've seen great growth at times. We've seen great loss. And every church will go through those seasons. We are in a season where my leadership team is smaller than it has ever been. Now, God's really, and we've sort of gotten into a position where we're very comfortable and we're just going along with what we have. And then the Lord spoke to me and reminded me that trapped in every follower is a hidden leader, and that we're about to enter a season where we're going to have some young leaders stepping on. People that others would, not understand. Or because I learned that in order to really guarantee a future for this ministry, we have to have leaders of all ages, of all backgrounds, of all ethnicities. I've always said this is to be a church with great diversity. And so I believe that we have to see as leaders in a business, in the church, that trapped in every follower is a hidden leader. Number two, every human was created to lead and designed for dominion. Let me say it again. Every human was created to lead and designed for dominion. Now we're talking about kingdom dominion here. You're wired to have dominion, but not over people. Please understand me. I'm not talking about control or dominion over people. All right, we're going to get into that a little bit more later on. Number three, leadership potential resides in every individual. There is potential in every individual. My job as a leader now, my job as the senior pastor, is to help identify the potential that resides in others and then empower those that are in leadership with me to help identify the potential. You see, there will be people that they'll cause you headache, or they're troublesome or whatnot. But even at that, you have to identify the potential that's in them to help them get up out of a victim mentality or whatnot. Empower them in some way. Find what it is that makes them tick. Find that in them, all right? Number four, you were born to lead, but you must become a leader. That plays off of what I've already said. Number five, true leadership is self-manifestation, all right? Let me use this example, and I use this example in a teaching I did at a leadership workshop. Think about it this way. Is a mango seed a mango tree? Yes, all right? But in order for that seed to manifest, the tree, it must go through a process, all right? So the seed that you plant in the ground that will bring forth a mango tree or any other, it is the mango tree. But it has to go through a process to manifest into that tree, just like you and I have to go through that process. And I'm going to expound on all this. I know I've repeated myself here, but we're going to go into some real time of expounding on this here shortly. Number six, the purpose for true leadership is the production of leaders. The purpose of true leadership is the production of leaders. You see, if you are a true leader, you will find that your desire is to help others to be leaders and not just followers. That's the real identifier. When someone says, I'm called to be a leader, then the real identifier, what I should see then, is that they have a desire to help other people to become leaders. That they're not interested in just keeping people under them and submitted to them so that they have job security. That I've said it often, said it this way, that a real leader is always working themselves out of a job. That you're always raising up someone to take your position so you can do something else. And so that you can, and it's not that to where you do less, because we end up, as leaders growing, we end up doing more. We absolutely end up doing more. And growing in our walk with God. And so I want to encourage you with that. So you're gonna find the desire to help others to become leaders and not just followers. See, some leaders need followers, and therefore they stop you from progressing because they suffer from inferiority complex, all right? So some people, they need followers, and therefore they'll stop you from progressing because they have an inferiority complex. And so that's their issue, all right? But a true leader, all right, a true leader has a passion to make other people great. They are secure enough in their self that your greatness doesn't intimidate them, all right? And those are people that you want to work with. Those are people that you want to grow up under. Those are people that you need to be connected to and joined to, all right? That they're not inferior. If I'm raising up a leader and they can preach better than me, I need to be cheering them on, all right? If I'm raising up a leader and it looks like the majority of the church is trusting them, I can't be fearful of them or intimidated by them. I need to say, that's a part of being a good leader, all right? It's a sign that I'm doing a good job as a leader. I'm raising up people to be who God has created them to be. Now, I want to move on to five things that I believe or what I would say is true leadership. All right. Hallelujah. I pray you're going to get something from this today. I really believe that you are. Glory to God. Leadership. Number one, leadership is not about control, but service. All right. Leadership is not about control, but it is about service. It's not about controlling people, situations, but it is about serving others. It is the service that makes them great. Hallelujah. That's why I shared with you earlier. It is about the service, what we do and how we serve other people. Being a leader doesn't mean that just that other people are serving you. Being a leader means that you are serving the people. If you are a CEO, if you are a manager, if you are a boss of some kind, you are serving the people that you are leading. Hallelujah. Number two, leadership is not about power, but it is about empowerment. Leadership is about empowerment because real leaders empower others to become themselves. All right. My job as a leader is to empower other people to become who they were created to be the leader that they were created to be, to help them find what their passion and their destiny is as a leader. All right. Number three, leadership is not about manipulation, but inspiration. All right. What do I mean? If you can't inspire people, you have to manipulate them. All right. But once you manipulate them, you are no longer a leader. You're no longer a leader, but you're instead a dictator. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, listen to what I just said. This is good. If you can't inspire people, then you have to manipulate them. But once you manipulate them, you're no longer a leader. But now you've become a dictator. I have seen this happen so many times in the body of Christ. I've seen it happen in the church. I've seen it in the world too. But see, I think oftentimes there's people that come to me and they'll share with me their frustrations at work or whatever. And I'm always coaching people and whatnot in the world and in the church, wherever. And there's one individual that is always sharing with me their frustrations at the workplace and sharing with me the things they're up against, and they're a boss, but yet they have a boss. And I've always shared with them that there are certain things they have to be able to do, that they have to inspire their team. You know, that their team is not going to respect them unless they can see them as a leader. And so the reason they keep going over their head is because they don't respect their authority. They're not inspiring them. They're not really even holding their team accountable. All right. And so you and I as leaders, we have to inspire people. And when you and I are unable to inspire people, that's when we begin to manipulate them to get them to do what needs to be done. But then that means that we're a dictator and not a leader. Number four, leadership is not about controlling people, but it is about finding purpose. Hallelujah. It is about finding purpose. You see, leadership is about, number five, leadership is about becoming more than doing. You see, for myself as a leader, I'm becoming a better leader all the time. It's not about what I do, all right? It's about becoming. You and I, as leaders, it's about becoming more than doing. I'm not interested as much in, you know, when I meet with leaders or, you know, I serve as covering for pastors, and I'll sit down and I'll do a check-in with them once in a while. And a lot of times I get this list of all the things that they're doing. But what I really like to see is, what are they doing to become a better leader? You know, I can fill my schedule and I can fill the church calendar with programs. And I can say, we have a children's ministry, we have a food outreach, we have prison ministry, we got this, we got that, we got this, this, this. And that's great. But what are we doing individually? And what are we doing as a team to become the leaders we need to become? See, we've got to begin to grow and develop ourselves into the leaders that we're going to need to be tomorrow. All right? Because I can only... How do I want to say this? I can only lead at the level which I'm capable. And so many times our churches, our businesses, our jobs, we're frustrated where we're at, but see, that's the level which you're at for leading. So you've got to develop yourself. You've got to learn. You've got to pick up a book and read. You've got to educate yourself. And sometimes you'll learn something and then you've got to unlearn it because maybe it wasn't good teaching or it wasn't right for you in that season. But listen, you've got to learn and grow. I always encourage people, read good leadership books and go to a seminar or look up things online and begin to become the leader you need to be. If you have a pastor, if you have a spiritual leader, you need to say, hey, I wonder if I could set up some time and you could just do some leadership coaching with me. Or can we set up a workshop or whatever, you know? We do that in this ministry. This year here, we kind of had to take a break from it for ourselves because of my schedule and our church schedule. And it's been difficult to not have that because I enjoy so much imparting into leaders. But it's about us becoming more than doing. You see, leadership is not about a lot of activity. Leadership is discovering who you are and then deciding to become it. All right. Who are you? And then you decide to become it. All right. It's just like that example of the seed deciding to become a tree. All right. Because that seed is going through a process, there comes a point in that process where that seed then decides to become a tree and it rots and it begins to sprout. All right. So oftentimes, we as leaders, we're in competition with them ourselves. And we know who we are, and we'll never rest until we become it. All right? Let me say it again. Leaders are in competition with themselves. They know who they are and will never rest until they become it. Let me try to explain that a little bit. Leaders see the end and pursue it at any cost. All right? Even at the risk of being misunderstood, rejected, and criticized. And that's really true. When you're called to be a leader, well, often as a leader, you have the vision. You know, whether you're a leader of a group or a certain part of the ministry or a certain part of the business, you can see the end. And because you're the one casting vision, you see what you want the business to become. You see what you want the ministry to become. And you will pursue that at any cost. And you'll do it even at the risk of being misunderstood, rejected, and criticized. That's a mark of a leader, all right? And what I know is true leaders can handle high criticism, all right? I'm criticized all the time. I'm criticized on our TV ministries. I'm criticized online. I'm criticized by people that attend. But when you are a true leader and you're being highly criticized, you're not pressured by popularity. All right, I don't need to be popular in order to do what I do. Oh, yeah, it's nice. All right, it's nice when everyone's liking on you and all of that. But when you're called to be a leader, you can't seek popularity. All right? Because a true leader is concerned with being true to themselves and not people. See, I don't need you to always agree with me for me to get along with you, or for me to work with you. I'm okay with people questioning a decision or asking questions, all right? I'm okay with that, all right? But I first and foremost have to be true to myself. And I think that's important for all of us. We need to be true to ourselves. Boy, this is good stuff today. It really is. Now, I'm going to be wrapping this up soon, so I'm not going to get through this. There's definitely going to be a part two, maybe even a part three at this point. But I have a few minutes left, and I want to give you a definition for leadership that I have, and I really believe it's helpful. All right, people say, what is leadership? Well, this is a fantastic definition of what leadership really is, and if you're taking notes, you definitely want to get this. Leadership is the capacity to influence others through inspiration generated by a passion, motivated by a vision, birthed by a conviction, produced by a purpose. Notice there were several key words there that I gave you. I gave you the word influence, inspiration, passion, vision, conviction, and purpose. Let me read that definition to you again. Leadership is the capacity to influence others through inspiration, generated by a passion, motivated by a vision, birthed by a conviction, and produced by a purpose. I believe that leaders should possess all of these attributes: influence, inspiration, passion, vision, conviction, and purpose. We need to see those in our leaders today. They need to have conviction. They need to have a purpose. They've got to have vision, passion, inspiration, influence. Because each of those words describe an attribute that has to be present for a person to be defined as a leader. If you don't have influence and inspiration, passion, vision, conviction, and purpose, you are not a leader. Those are things that cause people to follow you. Now, you can carry a title, but if you're not inspiring anybody, remember what I said earlier, then you're becoming a dictator. You've got to manipulate them in order to get things done. You've got to have a vision if you're going to be a leader. You've got to have passion. And absolutely, you've got to have some kind of conviction that can guide you and help you be true to yourself, be true to what it is that you believe. If you want to be an effective leader, you have to turn these qualities upside down, start from the bottom, because a true leader never tries to be a leader, all right? A true leader never tries to be a leader, because leadership is a result of the process, and it starts from the bottom, all right? It starts from the bottom. What do I mean? Because it starts with purpose. Purpose was the last part of that definition I gave you. And we've got to flip that definition on its head and work from the bottom up, all right? That's really important. In order to be a leader, you've got to first begin with your purpose, finding out what that purpose is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that's where I'm going to pick up next time, because I want to take these final moments just to encourage you and pray for you, because I believe that this teaching today will help you. I know some of you are going to be hungry for more. And there'll be a part two that we'll put out for you in the days ahead. And I just want to pray for you. I just sense the anointing of God, that God is radically and quickly raising up a fresh breed of leaders for this time, for such a time as this. There's a mighty move of God happening. It's flipping churches on their heads. And I believe today that God is raising you up for such a time as this. You've been questioning and you've been doubting and you've been wondering if you have what it takes. I want to tell you today, I may not know you, but I can sense the Spirit of the living God right now. I sense the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that you are called to be a leader. You are. You just have to go through the process. Hallelujah. Embrace the process. Embrace it. Father God, right now, I thank you for the people that listen to this podcast today. Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I adore you and I lift you up today for leaders. I thank you, Lord, for people that they're not called just to follow, but they're called to lead. I thank you that, God, there are people that, Lord, are being called to come and lead here with me, with us. God, they're going to connect with this vision. I thank you for that. God, I praise you for that. Lord, today I pray for leaders of all kinds all over the place. Lord, in business, in companies, in all Fortune 500 companies, on Wall Street, God, in their family business, in the ministry, in churches. I pray for you today. Father, I thank you that you have called us, and therefore, God, you have qualified us. But Lord, we're about to enter a process. But God, I pray today that the people under the sound of my voice, God, will be connected to people that will raise the leader out of them, that will pull the leader that's in them out of them, show them what's in them, and bring it out of them. God, I thank you that they're going to be connected to people who believe in them and see things in them that they don't even see in themselves, in the name of Jesus. It is time. Now is the time. Yes, someone has been in a season of transition, and God is trying to transition you and raise you up. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Do not doubt. Someone else, you're going to be returning somewhere that you had left. And I just want to encourage you today and let you know that that is okay. That is okay. You had to go for a season because you needed to experience some things and you needed to learn some things, but God is returning you to a place of learning, to raise you up, to condition you, to cultivate you. Do not see that as a defeat. Do not. It is the will of God. I just see some of these things clearly. Someone else, you are overwhelmed by what you believe your purpose and your call is. But do not be overwhelmed. God is bigger. It has to be bigger than you in order for it to be God. So find rest and peace right now in knowing that what God has called you to do, you are going to lead it. God is raising you up. He is taking you through the process. But because God called you to do it and to lead it, you've got to rest in knowing that God's going to do the work. He's going to bring forth the provision that is needed to bring it to pass. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, bring peace, bring comfort right now to these people through this podcast, through this time of prayer. Raise them up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. I praise you. I thank you. In your name, amen. Friends, I just love teaching leaders and raising people up and speaking life to you and help and hope. I want to encourage you that you check out more of our podcasts. We have them all available for you on Podbean. Some of them are to our paid subscribers, but I really try to focus on giving as much out as I can free. Yes, of course, it takes money to do all that we do in media. We're on TV. We have internet ministries. You know, we run a local church. We are into licensing, credentialing pastors and leaders all over the place. So there's a lot going on. Of course, it takes money to financially do what we do. But I put this out to you free because I want to empower you. I want you to be raised up to fulfill your purpose and your call. And I just want to encourage you today that if the Lord speaks to you to support our ministry because of the word that's given, whether it's through this or through our TV ministry or whatever, that you would just be obedient. And you can give safe and secure on our website at freshfirechurch.net. That's www.freshfirechurch.net. Or you can always mail it to us at our post office box 207, Briar Hill, Pennsylvania, 15415. And again, all of the address and any information you need to do that is on our website. We hope you'll connect with us on social media as well. You'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all the links to those are right on our website as well. But most importantly, I'm just grateful that you listened and you were a part of this today. And I look forward to hearing from you. Drop us a note. Stop by the website. You'll see a contact us link. Just send me a note. Let us know what you thought. All right? It's a way of just encouraging us, letting us know that you were ministered, you were blessed by it, and we love to hear from you. And as always, while you're there, send me your prayer request. Myself and our intercessors lay hands and believe God for miracles in your life, and we'll pray with you for the needs of your life. Amen. Friends, I love you. We're praying for you always. And again, thank you for being a part of Leadership Lessons. Until next time, I pray the fire of God consumes your life. Goodbye, friends.